After practicing this exercise, it hurt me a lot the first time I did it. Quite uncomfortable. I carried a lot of tension. And the second day was easier, and the third day, I started with 4 minutes each side, then I worked up to 5, 7, 9, until I could do about 15 minutes each side. Most of us don't have time to do this. But hey, you can watch television doing the cosmic stance. I only did it for about 3 weeks or a month. It was enough time. I had significantly less tension in my back and shoulder area. If you're there all by yourself doing this still, you're learning about reclaiming your will. It's uncomfortable, but you've formed a goal. Consider this. That's what reclaiming our will is. So many of us are waiting to find this amorphous thing called willpower before we'll do whatever it is we want or need to do. That's not how it works. We wait to overcome self-doubt, to overcome fear, to overcome insecurity, whatever. The way you reclaim your will is to just do it, whether you feel like it or not. What a radical approach to life. And that's how you reclaim your will. Life is about transcending tendencies. I was once involved with a spiritual community in which the leader of that community, when people came into the community who were profligates, libertines, hedonists, you know, omnivores, he would say, from now on, you're working 8 hours a day at a regular job, keep a stable relationship, and I want you to eat an organic, vegetarian diet, here on out. Those people who came into the community already doing that, who were really righteous, you know, vegetarians, purists in their diet, and many of them were attracted to the community who were already doing that, he'd say, come on, he'd take them fishing, and they'd eat the catch. He'd say, I want you to just party a while. And he'd declare these wild parties where people were just no rules. The point was not that one is better than the other, but it was about transcending tendencies. Loosening up a little bit. Playing different roles in life. For a period of time. We tend to be lazy. Or we tend to overwork and be compulsive. We tend to be passive. Or we tend to be aggressive. We tend to let our emotions run our lives. We tend to do many things, and life is about transcending those tendencies. You know, I went through a weird stage in my life when I would be reading a book, like a suspense novel. Many of you, you know, you've probably done that. And I was, just before I got to the end, just before I found out what happened, I closed the book and never looked at it again. I'd be watching a television program, and just before the end, when you find out who did it, whatever, I would just turn off the set. Sometimes it was very difficult, but I just click it off and I felt free and brought it right then and there. It was like letting go, which is what meditation is all about. More on that later. But that's also about transcending tendencies and gaining self-mastery. That's what reclaiming our will is about. The Japanese have a saying, fall down 8 times, get up 9 times. That's the difference. It's not people who don't fall down, it's those who get up one more time. In fact, Ella Wheeler Wilcox, the poet, once said, like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as you voyage along through life. 'Tis the will of the soul that decides the goal and not the calm or the strife. George Bernard Shaw once wrote, never mind likes and dislikes, they are of no consequence. Just do what must be done. This may not always be happiness, but it is greatness. Shoma Marita, a name you've heard before, said these are 3 basic guidelines for living. Accept your feelings, know your purpose, and do what needs to be done. Muhammad Ali once said, champions need skill and will, but the will must be stronger than the skill. Rabindranath Tagore said, you can't cross the sea merely by staring at the water. You know how to access your higher will. The higher will goes beyond yourself. I know many 12-step programs live by, not my will, but thy will be done. When we call upon a higher will to assist us in life through prayer, through contemplation, through reflection, that there is a great will operating in the world. And when we channel that, nothing can stop us. That sense of inspiration, because we're working for a higher cause. We step into that stream of spirituality, which is far beyond the separate self trying to succeed in life. So one way to access that is to say, not my will, but thy will be done, and ask, what might that be? You ask yourself, if I were my higher self, what would I do right now? What would my higher self suggest to me right now? Or use a model, somebody that you admire, a great figure, spiritual leader or other leader in history. Draw upon that as a model, become that. We're all shamans. We're all shapeshifters. We can take on the energy of animals, of people, to accomplish goals at hand. It doesn't just happen in the martial arts. It can happen in daily life. And you can amaze yourself at the will you can bring to bear. When you know it's not just about you and that cookie, or piece of cake, or exercise when you don't feel like it. It's not just about that. This is about reclaiming your will and growing into your full humanity. That's just a little test. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect from now on and never succumb into a little treat now. You know, there are some foods that may not be that good for the body, but they're good for the soul in that moment. So it's not about being compulsively, you know, make it a religion of will. But in general, when you need it, it's there for you. And you can call upon that higher will whenever you need it. You're going to find that as we go through each progressive gateway, the ones that preceded will become more clear. But with that, I close the second gateway with a hope greater clarity on will, how we bring it to bear in life. I don't just wish you well, I wish you will.